Code Winds, Episode 6, an interview with Daniel Shaw at JSConf 2014, where he introduces his new company, NodeSource. Welcome to the Code Winds podcast, where we cover leading-edge web developer news and training, with an emphasis on Node, JavaScript, and HTML5. My name is Jeff Barczewski, and I am here to help you navigate the winds of change. In this episode, I interviewed Daniel Shaw, or D-Shaw, at JSConf 2014 in Amelia Island, Florida, where Daniel introduces his new company, NodeSource, and explains the genesis behind it and their new offerings, NPM Plus and Nship. The links and show notes for this podcast are available at codewinds.com/6, as in episode 6. On to the interview.
Well, today I'm able to talk with Daniel Shaw, the CEO of NodeSource.
CEO of NodeSource, right?
NodeSource, right. Yeah. So we had a new announcement about NodeSource this right here at JSConf.
Right. So just before JSConf, we announced a new company.
So tell me all about it. That's all right. I want to hear about it.
So NodeSource exists to support the next generation of where Node's going.
Yeah.
Node has been taking over and empowering companies to really embrace the cycle time of JavaScript, and it's really fantastic to conjoin our efforts with JSConf that represents the foundation of JavaScript.
Yeah.
If you look at where programming languages are heading in terms of trajectory, things are really moving towards JavaScript as the foundation of everything that we do, and Node.js is the platform that powers that on the back end.
Yeah.
So, you know, over the last year and a half, maybe, we've seen the enterprise begin to adopt that, and NodeSource exists to provide the products, tools, services, and education to support that, and really help drive that into the future.
Yeah, it's really it's amazing. I know watching some of the talks from Node Summit, just the breadth and the variety of companies that all of a sudden, you know, have been, you know, opening up about using Node and the success stories they've had, you know, in a short period of time, you know, and now all the, you know, all the work your team has been doing with a lot of these clients to help them to learn and to grow, and you know, the successes, you know, at PayPal and Walmart, and, you know, and just you know, so many, MasterCard.
Well, we've seen the impact at, you know, in the enterprise Fortune 500 companies really looking to Node as a way to respond to the needs of end users. So a lot of enterprises have legacy systems that have been around for, you know, 5, 10, 20 years that don't evolve very quickly, but they're monoliths. They're you know, single systems that you know, define the entirety of their reality.
Yeah.
But in order to respond to end users, you have your front ends that needs to change, you know, fairly rapidly.
Yeah.
So if you can only deploy the entirety of your system, you know, once a week, twice a month, once a month, or if it takes several months, a lot of the companies that have come to us to help them understand and work with Node have there's kind of this pattern where projects that are mission critical are, you know, that have been based on the JVM are a year and a half behind schedule.
Wow.
Like, as a JavaScript developer, that's like impossible. You don't have a project that is a year behind.
There's
a year in development is almost like, oh my God, you know, what is going to be,
where are we going to be
a year from now?
Right.
You know, Node allows those deployments to iterate more rapidly. And a lot of stakeholders in those situations, you know, come to us and say, does it have to all be Node? Mm-hmm. And they assume this mono vendor culture,
right?
Where there's only one solution.
Uh-huh.
And in reality, the engine to affect positive engineering change, mm-hmm. you don't want to change the entire system. If you have infrastructure that works well, your APIs and stuff like that, that those things evolve a lot slower.
Yeah,
but your UI, your user experience, those things need to evolve rapidly. You may be selling the same product, uh-huh. but you need to respond to market forces that with. A security breach that happens at a large scale corporation.
Right.
Maybe the market interest is in solving that problem.
Right.
The product is the same.
Yeah.
But you need to express to the market that your solution, reinforce the market that your solution is addressing that.
Yeah.
You need to do that, within days, if not moments. And we're used to, as JavaScript developers, being able to iterate very rapidly on those concepts.
Yeah.
Node represents a back end to those realities so we can begin to introduce new storylines and new product lines, new product developments that that connect to the front end story very rapidly.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, you can definitely see the evolution of JavaScript, and how it's just really taken off in the last few years. And I believe it, it's very fitting to be here at JSConf, because I believe that Node was introduced here.
Node was introduced at JSConf a few years ago.
I don't know.
So, having Node Source come out at JSConf.
That's just very fitting. So,
It's something that's meaningful. My business partner, Joe McCann, and I both do. Deep believers in JSConf as being something very important to us.
Yeah, yeah.
I came here to Mia Island last year, brought my family.
Yeah.
And it's just a fantastic experience.
It is.
Not just in terms of technology, mm-hmm. but in terms of connecting people and their entirety.
Right.
What makes them tick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
exactly.
It's been
yeah. This whole this Omni Resort, this the beach, the pool, the all of the activities, indoor and outdoor, and just everything is just really. Really brings people out of their shell and helps people connect, and something as simple as hitting a beach ball around is very humanizing or something.
Absolutely.
That's really cool. So anyway, I would love to learn more about Node Source and all your services you're going to be offering specifically, and some of your team members that you would like to highlight and add.
Absolutely. So we have our leadership team, myself and Joe McCann.
Okay.
Leading Node Source. We represent technical and business conjoined. Joe brings a level of business acumen, business understanding, and lots of experience in realistically embracing the enterprise means embracing procurement processes. Untouchable things that viewed from outside you don't really have to deal with, but in reality, affecting change in the enterprise really involves so many different aspects are not purely technology related, and Joe has a phenomenal depth of experience with that, and we're able to come together with that. In addition to Joe and myself, our management team includes Rod Bagg as our director of engineering.
Okay.
Rod is an icon in the Node community. He's created and curated the LevelDB node database movement. That's really his presence and ability to enable open source has been an inspiration to myself and as a leader to our entire engineering organization. Really helps balance that when we're approaching the enterprise. it's been amazing to see how much, you know, not just the technology of Node, but the, you know, the Node way, the way you develop Node apps effectively has been meaningful, and Rod epitomizes that. So in addition to that, in the management team, we have Chris Williams, none other than Chris Williams. You know, Mr. JSConf himself.
That's great.
You know, Chris Williams is... has a phenomenal background in government and professional services. He's he's director of professional services.
Awesome.
And you know, the JSConf experience is, you know, a seamless experience to the people that come here. But he has crafted that in terms of, you know, phenomenal process and letting people really enjoy what is important. And that is, you know, something that at the heart of what we bring to professional services. Really making the development process, you know, we help companies come in and understand how to operate with Node and, and embrace Node. They're looking to reduce the cycle time of development and really understanding how to operate effectively. And you know, Chris Williams and his team take that in professional services and help bootstrap teams into being effective Node.js teams.
Awesome.
And absolutely phenomenal.
So,
you know, it's, we, you know, beyond the management team, you know, Node is a fundamental importance to us. Performance is a fundamental importance to us. So Trevor Norris is joining NodeSource as our core contributor and leading our efforts in you know, maintaining, contributing to core and, you know, connecting the business values that we have to what we need in core to move forward.
Perfect.
And helping craft solutions that are tuned to the needs of the enterprise.
Good.
And it's also a, you know, a fantastic influence. You know, Trevor's really you know, has unique insight into what's going on at the very lowest level. Dealing with Node, and you know, the team of experts and educators and trainers and individuals around Trevor that you know, can take that understanding and effort that he's been doing in core and help make that a little bit more approachable, a little bit more practical. And so, you know, there's core and then there's application layer. And, you know, sometimes those needs are different. You know, the underlying platform needs to be micro-tuned to make sure that the layer on top of that works at the very know, best possible, in the best possible way. So, you know, connecting the team that, that it is also able to translate that that performance first understanding and apply that to, at the application layer, and understand, you know, when the differences are meaningful, is fantastic.
I've had the opportunity going through some pull requests with Trevor when I tried to push something to core or suggest, you know, a change, and it was awesome because by the time we iterated on this and went through some of the suggestions, you know, it was a much better, you know, the docs were better, the tests were better, you know, the code was better. I mean, it was beautiful. So I can see you know, how he'd be a great asset for the team. So
So one of the things that open source brings to the enterprise that, you know, hasn't really been present in your closed source software, but even in compiled source software world, is the communication around code. So with JavaScript, the concepts of encapsulation really dissolve a bit, but they dissolve in a very positive way. So, you know, you're able to, you know, see a bit beyond the veil, beyond the API that is presented to you from you know, upstream developers, but that allows allows you to become a better developer.
Right.
And enabling systems that empower developers, retains developers for a greater period of time.
Yeah.
And allows greater developer satisfaction.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Seeing those worlds collide and not explode has been fantastic.
Yeah, that's right.
Has been fantastic. I began to see the first hints last year at Node Summit.
Uh-huh.
Of how much the Node community meant to the enterprise.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that evolve.
Yeah.
So communication around code, greater understanding, and doing something that's meaningful.
Yeah.
Connects with the developers and helps at even at the bottom line, because the developers are doing what they love.
Yeah.
And when an employee is happy, when a developer is happy.
Yeah.
They're not going to go elsewhere.
Yeah, they're gonna feel happy. They're gonna feel more productive. They're gonna be more productive. I mean, it just kind of
they're gonna be more creative, productive.
Yeah.
More interested in what they're doing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's really awesome. So that's awesome. So what else? What else should I ask you about NodeSource that I haven't already talked about? What's coming up?
In our launch, a couple the epitome of NodeSource and what's happening, how we're evolving, is providing tools and service to the Node JS ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
So two key components for enterprise customers. We've seen a repeated pattern that they need on-premises NPM.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to see Isaac really driving forward NPM Inc.
Yeah.
NPM Inc. is helping the explosion of packages related to Node,
mm-hmm.
and supporting that, and has some fantastic offerings. We're very proud to be the premier reseller of NPM's on-premises solution.
Oh, great.
So we're offering NPM Plus that allows enterprise customers to use NPM and addresses needs for the enterprises. You can use the 70,000-80,000 packages in NPM in an intelligent way.
Uh-huh.
Incorporate those components into your application,
mm-hmm.
but do so in a managed way.
Oh,
and protect your IP. So you want your team to be working on modules, creating modules in the Node way.
Yeah.
Small modules, focused, tested, documented,
right.
All the right ways.
So right.
You want a package managed solution.
Yep.
But for the needs of the enterprise, you really need something that is, behind the firewall, on premises,
right?
And manage.
Yeah.
NodeSource offers that as a launch product.
Awesome.
Beyond that, we have our second product, which is Nship. Nship is a deployment tooling that we're rolling out right now, and it allows deterministic deployments. So, you create a Node application,
mm-hmm.
and when you create that Node, if you start Node, you can actually rip everything out from underneath of it.
Oh,
and it will continue running. So you have traditional systems. You can look at what's on disk, but actually, what if you change what's on disk, and you've already started your Node.js application that could run potentially even for years into the future? You need a way to understand what it is that you have deployed at any given time.
Okay.
So Nship offers a deterministic approach to deployment and repeatable process that you can take that artifact is you know, battle tests that we've gone through, mm-hmm. our unit tests, we've gone through our integration tests, we've gone through our functional tests. You know, this is a repeatable, deployable piece of software. Mm-hmm. We need to scale this horizontally. We can continue to take that artifact and redeploy that n number of times, you know, throughout our cluster, throughout our ecosystem, and you know, have a consistent signature of what's being deployed.
Wow.
So it gives great assurance to businesses that rely on Node to run what they're doing and continue to scale and manage that.
That sounds really good. So, I think those are all great great offerings, because I know MasterCard was really feeling some of those pain points too.
It's a consistent challenge with Node, and there's really no great definition around that. So, addressing that problem is one of the key things.
Wonderful. Yeah. So, okay. Well, this has been great. Great talking to you, getting the inside scoop with Daniel Shaw. So when are these different types of services and that available?
You can go to nodesource.com today and get signed up. Uh-huh. NPM Plus and Nchip are available today.
Okay.
Head to nodesource.com.
Okay.
If you haven't gone, there's a fantastic globe, and you can get to know our team.
Okay.
One thing that Joe and I really wanted to build when creating Node Source is something that facilitated a global team that you can't possibly have all the experts in a field in one place.
Right.
So facilitating a team that really works effectively across the world is something that we did. It's something that's important to us.
Yeah.
It's important to us to have time together like we've had here at JSConf.
Uh-huh.
Working effectively as experts in a field, we can do anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
Building the DNA of our company around that.
Yeah, awesome.
So, get yourself introduced to the Node Source team. Go to nodesource.com and you can see our product, services, and education offerings to help your enterprise company work effectively in Node.
All right, great. Thanks, Daniel. I appreciate you taking the time and sharing this with me at JSConf. Yeah, so
I appreciate it.
It's been a wonderful talk with you, and thanks for coming.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I hope you've enjoyed this interview with Daniel Shaw, introducing his new company, Node Source. If you would like to keep up on the latest in web developer news and training, follow me on codewinds.com, where I have a podcast, blog, and video training covering Node and JavaScript. Until next time, this is Jeff Barczewski with CodeWinds. Music by Audionautix.com.